Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Oh, Eliza, come back with me, back to where we used to be. Skipping school at 17, we just drive it, seems so far away. A special place, I went back today. It's just a couple of exits up the highway. Couldn't hold hands until I reached fourth gear. My hands are sweating, but not from fear. Found out the globe was warming and my AC broke that year. And I'm sorry, I know I wouldn't write another song. And I'm not in love. It's just some memories of that orange freckle in your eye. A Coca-Cola smile. The way you played your heart so well.
SS Odyssey live at KX93.5. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome there. In. Up early. Up and Adam early.
Very early.
That's a really nice tune. I really,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
great
you.
Vibe. I like your sound.
Thank
I really
you.
Do.
Awesome.
That shaker. Does your arm get tired? That's like intense the whole way through.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm used to writing and I'm used to, you know, using my hand, but
yeah,
well, it worked out.
That's
I have specific little weights that
he shakes for an hour each morning.
Yeah, every morning. gotta get quite
a workout there.
Gotta get my gains in, you know.
If you're just tuning in, I'm here, Ed and I are here with Scott, Tyler, and Josh. They are of SS Odyssey, a local band. So Ed wanted to ask you right off the bat,
sure,
where your name came from.
Yeah, so SS Odyssey, when I first started writing music, it was under the name Starship Odyssey, which was a nod to David Bowie's Space Oddity, which is a huge influence of mine. Big David Bowie fan.
Right. You and just billions of others.
Yeah, me and billions of others. Nothing special. But he
What's your favorite Bowie album?
Hunky Dory, hands
down. Okay,
yeah.
I can definitely get behind that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right
no
on.
Question.
Excellent. Excellent. Good choice. Good choice of band name.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Good choice of
yeah,
band
yeah.
name.
Yeah, yeah. We've liked it. Stuck to it.
Right on.
So you guys have two EPs out,
yeah,
and currently you're kind of just like slow dripping some singles out. So you just dropped I Don't Know Where I'll Be Sleeping Tonight. We're going to hear that later.
Yeah.
And the song you just played is a forthcoming single. You also have another one you're going to preview for us called Dear Theo in a little bit.
Yeah, and that single will be out in about a month. So
right on.
We're setting up to release that.
So Irvine High School.
Northwood High School.
Northwood High School.
Yeah,
in Irvine.
In Irvine.
Okay.
Yeah, Northwood High School in Irvine.
Go Timberwolves.
Yeah. So we've all known each other for about 15 years now, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Now, did you form in high school? Did you form as a band in high school?
No, not at all. In fact,
we all were creative separately.
Yeah. So we met through like theater and chorus. We all did that sort of thing. And then it wasn't until way later, recently actually, that we came back together as a band.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And so you actually also do artwork for the band, correct?
I do, yeah. Basically anything you see on our Instagram page or up on the website, I did.
You're an LCAD alum.
LCAD.
Nice.
Right on, man. Yeah.
Illustration. You graduated in illustration. You do all the design for the band. That's really cool. I don't, you know, I respect that as a musician. I don't have any skills or creativity in the visual department.
You know, the art of album artwork has long passed, man. Well, thank you for you for bringing it back.
My pleasure. Yeah. Half the reason I have a band is just so I can do artwork for it.
Actually, let me look at this real quick. So, oh, I like this. Yes, I'm looking at some of your album covers and single artwork. It's great.
Right. It takes us back to a time where artwork on the album cover was huge, man.
Yeah,
it was
a big
part of the experience of the music.
I especially like this self-titled EP artwork.
Cool.
It's really cool.
Thanks. I got an A on it. That's when I was still in school. So.
Right on. That's the best when you can get good grades by just kind of like using your passion, doing something that you love, and then, you know, I only graduated I only got an A in Chicano studies because I wrote a song in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
That's the only reason I got the A, because I could not do the research paper. I was like, well, will you accept this song? And I recorded it, I did everything. She's like, that's pretty good. All right, well, we'd love to hear another tune.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about Dear Theo.
So Dear Theo is kind of a special one to me because it does mix that that visual art and music. It's Dear Theo is about Vincent van Gogh, the painter. And so he wrote a ton of letters to his brother, Theo van Gogh.
Right.
And there's a book that you can get that's a compilation of all the letters that he wrote to his brother, Theo. His wife had kept them all.
Right.
And so I read that book. And there's a movie, Loving Vincent, that came out recently also.
That's so
good. A couple years ago, I had a chance to visit Arles, France, where Van Gogh lived. And so all of that kind of culminated in inspiring me to write this song.
I've been there. Isn't that insane?
Beautiful. It's so cool.
It's a trip. It doesn't look real.
No.
You get there, it's like...
Yeah.
Does it have a yellow door or something?
Or his house. The yellow house. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a while ago. But so what are the themes in the letters?
So, well, this letter in particular is based off of, there's this quote that you may have seen where Van Gogh was looking at a map and he was looking at all the dots of the cities on the map and he imagined those dots were stars. And when he was looking up into the sky, he was thinking to himself how beautiful it would be if you could travel to a star as fast as you could travel to a dot on a map. And that maybe sickness and death and these terrible things that we go through that shorten our lives are actually like trains and buses and cars that get us to the stars faster than we would go on our own by foot. And I thought that was a really beautiful sentiment.
That's pretty deep.
And so, yeah,
good, right?
I think so. Yeah. So this
we're knocking on heaven's gate
that.
Right
that's
now.
That's deep. Exactly. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so.
We're all gonna jump on the Starship Odyssey when we pass and
perfect
and fly away.
Yeah. Here
Let's
we go.
Do it. All right. I want to hear Dear Theo. If you're just tuning in, SS Odyssey. They're a local group. They all met in high school, and here they are several years later, releasing original music as SS Odyssey. Take it away, you guys.
Ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dear Theo, I was staring at the night sky high. Watch my mind take flight like it did when I was a child. I watched the stars pulse and dance and tell me I ain't been looking up for too long. For too long, and I was outside when the darkness meets the bright blue sky. I was listening to birds prophesy about morning light, and I've been across the universe. I've seen the stars all for all their worth. They never look quite the same as they do from Earth. They never look quite the same as they do from Earth. Dear Theo, I was thinking I could come and stay with you for the weekend. Or you could come and stay with me. We could talk about home and family and how it feels to be alone. And I'm not really sure what to do, 'cause me and Rachel, we ain't speaking. And I don't think I'm seeing what everybody else is seeing. Yeah, there's colors in the fields, and all the clouds and trees have twisted. I'm screaming through my hands, I don't think anybody's listening. I gave 20 years to God. It kind of feels like he's too busy. And I've been across the universe. I've seen the stars, oh, for all their worth, they never look quite the same as they do from Earth. They never look quite the same as they do from Earth. They do from Earth. They never look quite the same as they do from Earth.
That song is going on my permanent list all time, dude. I'm not even kidding, man. It's going right here on my iTunes. I'm popping that song every day if I can.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That one took me on a trip. Wow. I had my eyes closed. I was just following you guys in outer space there.
Yeah, it truly does feel like you're falling through stars. It's really awesome.
Just beautiful. An amazing delivery. Amazing delivery, you guys. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud of the song, so appreciate that.
You should
love the connection, you know, the history and the story behind it.
Yeah. I could really listen to it every day for the rest of my life, man.
That's my favorite song.
Great song.
Written.
Yeah, it's just something else, man. I noticed you have a Sir Paul McCartney bass looking thing over there.
Yeah.
Did you see his strap too?
I'm a fan.
You see the guitar strap?
I did not. Oh, there you go.
It's got the boys on it.
That's
for the boys.
That's a sweet looking bass over there, man.
Thanks, man. I like it. Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, SS Odyssey are in studio. They're a local band. And they just dropped a single called I Don't Know Where I'll Be Sleeping Tonight. We're going to hear the actual studio recording of that. The two songs you heard live, you guys are going to be dropping in the near future.
In the near future, yeah. So Dear Theo should be coming out in about a month. And then Eliza shortly after that.
Make sure to send them our way.
Absolutely.
Thank you for previewing it for our audience. We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else coming up that you want to let our listeners know about? Where can they follow you online?
Yeah, so we're on all social media. So check us out on Instagram. It's just s.s.odyssey, just our name. And then we're on Facebook, SS Odyssey, and Twitter, SS Odyssey.
SS Odyssey, guys. Go check them out and make sure to grab their new single. We're going to play it for you right now. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely cool.
Beautiful performances. We're going to, you know, we recorded that. We're going to post the podcast up later. So if anybody missed a part of this session, just find it on kx935.com.
What am I going to be listening to the rest of the day, man?
And apparently every day for the rest of your life.
And apparently once a day.
All right. Here's their latest single, I Don't Know Where I'll Be Sleeping Tonight, SS Odyssey on KX935.
I went north just as no north as I could stand. Yes, I did. Thought I'd drop in a visit with my old friend. He's got some problems and he got a wife. Oh, he got some money.
I'm a man. Just a checkerboard chip in someone's king meat.